Okay, we are on Kuf Tes Zayin Mabez. Kuf Tes Zayin Mabez. We are on the fifth wide line. Okay, first we have to finish up yesterday's discussion, and then we get on to today's Mishnayos. Says the Gemara. The Gemara I just said brought a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the ne'emanus of the woman. The first mission of the parak said that a woman is believed to say mace baili or mace in order to get remarried. She's believed to say that my husband died in order that she could either remarry somebody else or remarry the yavam. That's what the first mishnah said. Beis Hillel and the mishnah had said that was a very limited ne'emanus. It was only a ne'emanus given similar to the specific case in which Chazal found that there was a woman that was believable in that type of case. It was only when she came from the harvest, Ba'osa Medina, Ukamaisa Shahaya, they allowed a woman to be believed similar exactly to the Maisa Shahaya. Well, Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? Once the woman was believed to say Meis Baili, she is believed in all circumstances. One does not have to be take a limited view. The Mishnah did say that at the end, Beis Hillel was Choser Bo and agreed to Beis Shammai. But at least now in the Gemara, we are talking about the original state of affairs, which is that there was still a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara quoted that machlokas, and now the Gemara is going to say on the fifth wide line in the middle, Neima Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva v'Rabbanan v'plukta the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel k'miflukei. Let's say there's a parallel machlokas. We had a machlokas at the end of Maseches Chagiga, also about a certain din, and there was a machlokas there whether the din should be limited exactly to the case of the story which generated the din, or we should generalize it. So should we say that machlokas is parallel to this machlokas, which is also about a din, whether you parallel it to the story or you generalize it? Ditanya, what was the din there? The Braisa there said, the Tosefta said, Lo yisa ada mechatas ve'efer chatas ve'yavirim biyardinu besfina. One is not allowed to carry mechatas. It's the mixture that's going to be used for the para aduma to make somebody tahar. Ve'efer chatas, or the ashes of the para aduma. One's not allowed to carry them over a river on a boat. And you can't throw them either from one side of a water source to the other side. You can't float them on the water. You can't even put them on an animal, because that's also similar to being on a boat. It's not on ground. And you can't put it on your friend and bring it across the water. Your feet have to be on the ground. Your feet have to be on the ground with the mechatas and the eferachatas. Why? Why? This doesn't seem to be why. It could be based on a specific story. But if you go over a bridge, you're allowed to put them on a bridge. Why? Because a bridge, the Meiri said there back in Chagiga, a bridge is like the ground. Halachically, your feet are considered on the ground. It's not dumya desfina. It's not good. It wasn't included in that din. Echad yardin ve'echad shar naharos. And the Tadakaba holds this gzera. I'm not taking the mechatos and eferchatos and doing this applies to all water sources, rivers, other yardanes. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Omer lo amru el yardin ubesvidu kvaisa shahaya. No, specifically like the story, which the Gemara will quote the story in a minute, like the story that occurred that caused Chazal to make such a din. It has to be a boat, it has to be a yardane, exactly like what happened. So, Lema Rabbanan to Amri ki Beis Shammai, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, to Amri ki Beis Hillel. So let's say this is a parallel machlokas. Just like here we have a machlokas about whether you should limit a din to the story that generated the din, so too, there, do you limit it or do you expand it? So the Gemara says, no, there does not have to be a parallel machlokas. Ami l'cha Rabbanan, Adam Anan, da Amrina Nafil, Afke Beis Hillel. The Rabbanan say, no, we can say even like Beis Hillel. We who say over there you can expand it, can say like Beis Hillel, who here says you limited it. Adka l'cha Rabbeis Hillel Hassam, why does Beis Hillel limit it here, specifically to the case of the story? And again, like we said yesterday, is limited to Osa Medina, to the same country where a woman comes from, the same country. Why there? Elam Yishab Demirsas. Because by Ezus Isa, it's an issue of, is the woman scared that the husband's going to walk in? So, B'makam Karav Mirsas, B'makam Rachag Lo Mirsas. In a place, if she's coming from a close place, a place nearby, she's scared husband's going to walk in. So that's what we would believe her. B'makam Rachag Lo Mirsas, B'sa far place, We're not going to believe her. So there's a specific reason why Beis Hillel would limit the din here. Hacha, Mali Yardi, Mali Sharnaros. Over there, what's the difference? Over there, what's the difference? There is no difference why you should limit it to certain water sources. And therefore, even Beis Hillel would hold, say the Rabbanan, of Arshita, which is you expand it in that case. That's on the one hand. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva, same thing. Amar l'chana dami after the Beishamai. Rabbi Hanani could say, no, I could even hold like Beishamai. I can look over Beishamai Hasam. Why does Beishamai over there by Edus Isha expand the halacha and say a woman is always believed? El Mishab Dihi Daiku Minsava, because, as we mentioned a number of times, because a woman, part of the reason why a woman is believed, because there's a chazaka that she's going to really check things out before she gets remarried. Daiku Minsava, she's going to be very medayik and check out and make sure she doesn't want to cause any mamzeris problems. So therefore, she's going to check out exactly that her husband died, and therefore you can believe her always. Mali makam karo, mali makam racho. That's the reason for Beis Shammai. Hacha, Bishamai Sashahaya. But over here by the water case, it's not based on a specific svara. But it's, you know, it's just a gzera because of the story that happened. So therefore, you'll limit it. But yardi to besvida to have imaisa gazer abanan. But sharna haris to love imaisa lo gazer abanan. So Chazal only made the gzera by cases which are similar to the story. So the Gemara says, is this a parallel machlokas? No, it's not parallel. Each shita will say that they could go like the other shita in our case. By the way, says the Gemara, my maisa shahaya. What was that story? What was the original story by the case of the mechatas? Damar v'yudam arav maisa ba'adam she'maver mechatas ve'efer achatas b'yardi de'besfina. There was one time a man who was traveling and taking the mechatas and efer achatas, which have to remain in the higher standard of purity. Right, the ashes of the paraduma and the water that's going to be used for the mixture to mix with the ashes in order to be a tire person, it has to be with the highest standards of purity. And the Mishayas and Maseches Para discuss the pains to which we go in order to keep the paraduma and those who are osik in the paraduma tahar. But there was one time there was a story that somebody was traveling on the Yarden ubisfina in a boat v'nimsa kizayis min hames tachov b'karkais shel svina, and they found a piece, a kizayis min hames, which is also metame ba'ohel. You don't need a whole dead body to be metame ba'ohel, but even a kizayis min hames is metame ba'ohel. They found it stuck in the belly of the boat, and over the course of the journey, the mechatas, the efrachatas, went over the kizayis min hames, and that is tumas ohel. We mentioned that there are three ways that you could become tame from tumas ohel. Either you go over the dead body, or a piece of the dead body, or the dead body goes over you, one or the other, you're an ohel over each other, or you're both under the same roof. That's the third way of tumas ohel. So here the chashash was, what happened? They went over the kizayis min hames, and therefore it was betame. So bo'osa sha'amru, lo yisa adam mechatas, ve'efer chatas, ve'avir b'yardi b'sfidu. Chazal didn't want that to happen again. So they made exera, you should never travel with mechatas and efer chatas in this way. And again, it might be limited, it might be expanded. Those are that's the parallel discussion from Maseches Chagiga to our case of whether it's expanded or not. But Lamaisa, Beis Hillel, Gemara says, Chazer Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and therefore this Nemunas of the Isha is expanded. It's always, even from another Medina, even not Bashas HaKatzir, etc. That's what we believe the woman. She has this Nemunas. Okay. Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Beishamei Omer. So we said a woman is believed. How far does this Ne'emanis go? How much do we believe her? Do we really believe her? Or are we just letting her do something? What do we mean? Beishamei Omer. Tinase v'titok subasa. Not only could she get remarried when she comes and says, my husband died, but she could even collect her ksuba. Beishamei says, we believe her. We believe that he died, and if he died, she gets to collect her ksuba. Beis Hillel omrim tinasi velo tito ksubasa. Beis Hillel says, no, she can get married. She can get remarried, but she can't take her ksuba. Seems like a very fundamental machlokas. How do we understand this ne'emanus of the Isha? She comes and says, fine, my husband died, but she can do we do it even to be uprooted cheskes mamon? Do we believe her? So Beishamei says, yeah. Beishamei says, we believe her across the board. Even to uproot the cheskes mamon that the husband, assuming that Yeah, the husband, she also has somewhat of a hold on the ksuba. It was already committed to her at the time of the marriage. But either way, Beishabe says she could collect her ksuba based on this testimony. And Beishabe says, no. Amru lahem Beishamai. Beishamai says, 1 minute. He tartim erva chamur of lonatim amana kal to kavachomer. She could get remarried. She might be an ashes ish. And yet we allow her to get remarried. Her testimony can override arayos to get some money. Of course she can get some money. If we let her get remarried, of course she can get some money. What's the question? If you're matu the iser chamur, of course you're matu the iser kal, the mamon kal. So amru lahem Beishamai says, no. Beisela says, there's no kavachomer. I'll bring you a raya. I can show you something else, another dine mamonis that does not kick in based on her testimony. Matzinu she'ein ha'achen nichnasin l'nachla apia. The brothers of the husband don't take the Yerusha based on her. Let's say she has my husband died and she gets remarried. Let's say there's no brother there. There's no other brother for Yibum. So let's say my husband died, or let's say there are no kids, or else the kids would Yarshin. Let's say my husband died. So do the husband's brothers go down to his estate and divvy up the estate and split up all his belongings? Halacha is no. Ein achen nichnasin. They don't. They don't go in. Why? Rashi says, Apishtai edim yakum davar. Right? You need two witnesses in order to do this. It says, Beis Hillel, look, this is another example. This is a case part, a mominous part of the case, and it doesn't work. So don't bring me a kavachomer that she should collect her ksuba. Beis Hillel says, fine, she can get remarried, but she can't collect her ksuba. What's my raya that it's not a kol shekein of arayas to mominous? Nachlus, Yerusha is not collected, so that's my raya. So Amru, we'll talk about more about this in a minute. Let's just first read the Mishnah. Amru lahem Beishamai. Beishamai says, 1 minute. V'halo mi sefer. Fine, no, there's no kavachomer. But I have another claim. V'halo mi sefer ksuva nilmod. Look what it says in the ksuba. What does it say in the ksuba? Shehu kosev la, he writes to her. Shimtinasi la'acher. The second that you're allowed to marry somebody else, titzli mashakasev lechi. You should take what's written to you. Meaning, the ksuba is a function of her heter to marry somebody else. The second that she has heter to marry somebody else, so then fine, she should be able to collect her ksuba. Nachla might be different, which we'll talk about. Nachla is different, but at least ksuba, says Beishamai. Not just a general kavachomer of arayas to mamon, but there's a specific connection. Once she's allowed to get remarried, she should be able to collect her ksuba. And the chazu beis hillel, lahoras kedivrei Beishamai. And the Mishnah ends off like it did in the previous Mishnah. Beis hillel was chozer bo, and agree to the words of Beisham. Okay, so that is a fundamental, important machlokas, at least originally, whether her testimony generates her gvias aksuba or not. Okay, two or three points on the Mishnah. Number one, so it says her testimony does not generate gvias aksuba. What about an eid echad? What if an eid echad, we mentioned a number of times, whatever we spoke about her, she's not believed for this, a woman biktata, a woman be, the other cases, the mochama. What about an eid echad, bigvias ksuba? Would an eid echad be believed in order to cause the woman to collect her ksuba? So if you're bedaikin Rashi, the top Rashi seems to say no. Because what does Rashi say? By the nachla case at least. You can't collect the nachla, says Beis Hillel. The rachmana amra pishnayim edim. Right? Two edim. To Aiden, that's what you need. Dafka for to get married. It's Mishumi Guna Kila Birabanam, but really, it's not real Aidus. So Rashi seems to say that for anything other than the heter to remarry, you need two witnesses. That's what Rashi says. That's what Tosa seems to say on the bottom of the previous Amud. That is one group of Rishonim. But the Tashbates, Chuvas Tashbates and Aleph Pebes is Medayik, and others say that maybe this is even the sheet of the Rambam, seem to say that no, that once you have one witness, Eid Echad would be Ne'eman to be Govek Subasa. Why is that? This goes back to a machlokas we showed him, which Menachem might have mentioned at the beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah, back on Daf Pei Zayin. Eid Echad be'edus Isha, is that a Dindu Araisa or a Dindu Rabbanan? Believing a woman, that's for sure, Durabanan. Daiko mitzvah, there are chazakas, but l'chor, that's a didurabanan. A woman is pasul la'edus. What about an eid echad? Is an eid echad pasul la'edus? An eid echad is not as strong as two witnesses, right? Two witnesses, apishtayim edim yakum davar. But we know in halacha, an eid echad sometimes does something. An eid echad, we know in dinim amanis, is kam l'shvua. An eid echad makes you even swear on a daraisa level. You don't have to. It's not to edim. We don't believe him, but he at least causes you to swear. There is some power to an eid echad in halacha, even on a daraisa level. So what about eid echad be'edus isha? So if you remember back on Pei Zayin, that's a machlokas rishonim, whether eid echad be'edus isha is a din daraisa or a din darabanan. The Nemuka Yosef there, daf mem gimel, I think, in the earlier on daf. I'll tell you where it is. You're gonna look it up. Chav Zayinim Abayis Chav Chesamet Aleph. So in the Daf Yerif on those pages, quotes Rashi and others. Rashi says clearly that it's a dinder abanan. Eid echad is a dinder abanan in order to believe him in Eidus Isha. But the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah, it's all quoted in the Nemuki Yosef, that no, mi milsa davidi legluyev shechmarta labasofa kolkach vade kushnika masid. In Eid Echad, along with Daiku Mitzvah and the other chazakas, no, that's a din daraisa. Upirzim kashle nechshav v'chol makom ke'edus gemura v'afilu bidaraisa. V'yakasiv masru l'chachamim. He uses that principle. The Torah allow Chazal to figure out exactly when to trust in Eid Echad and when to say he would be believed even on a daraisa level. Says the Tashbeis quotes those shitas here. The Tashbeis says, it's a din d'oraisa that an Eid Echad should be believed. He holds like those we've shown him, and therefore, an Eid Echad we be believed even to be motzi mamon. Avalam oso shemeru meira pi re'iya hu neman midin Torah. Shalok pi the Torah b'dikdukti eidus v'chayotzi bo. V'kivit b'din Torah hu neman is not just takana zagunos, afilu b'nachla hu neman. He'd even be believed for a Yerusha. Shalok ha Torah b'eidus b'mamon la'erva. Okay, so that is a machlokas we've shown him, whether an Eid Echad would be believed, and it goes back to at root, Eid Echad ve'edus Isha. Is that a din d'araisa, or is that a din d'rabanan? One point. Second point on the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai says, it says in the Ksuba, she should be able to accept her Ksuba. Says the Ritva, she could only accept her Iker Ksuba. You know, in the ksuba has a certain amount of money that Chazal say the husband has to give, and then he decides to give more out of the goodness of his heart, Tosefes ksuba. So nowadays, we just pick up the ksuba from the store, have it written for us, and it says the ksuba and the Tosefes ksuba. That's part of the format of our ksubas today. But really, in Lamdis, it theoretically, there's an Iker ksuba, the Masayim Zuz, and then there's a Tosefes, right? We say, Behosef min delay, he's such a nice person, Oh, may kesef sarif, he's Mosef. So says the Ritva, what could she collect based on the testimony? Only the Iker Ksuba. Because that's the Iker Takana Durabana. She should get that money. So the Kalvain of Lahusia. But the Tosefes Ksuba, says the Ritva, she's not able to collect. Vadas Mori Araf, she ain't medris ksuba el inyam mana masayim. Shubachalanashim avalo lagabi Tosefes. And even though Tanai Ksuba is Kiksuba, that's not regarding this halacha. That is what the Ritva seems to say, only Iker Ksuba. The Rambam, though, they have a Zadiq and the Rambam that even the Tosefes Ksuba. So I saw the Diak, and I looked up the Rambam, and the Diak's not in this Rambam. I looked up the Frankel Rambam. So there are two Gersos in this Rambam. It's not clear the Rambam. The Rambam are, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, the Gersa is Umitznai Ksuba, and Isha is Nemenis, the same as Baili. Umitznai Ksuba, Shim Tinasi La'acher Acher Moso. Tito mashakasav la b'ksubasa, and if she's allowed to get remarried, she should get what's in her ksuba. So there was another girsa. I saw that the Rambam argues on this ritva because the Rambam says tito kol mashakasav b'ksuba. What's the extra kol mashakasav? So it's not in this girsa. So if you look on the side in the shinui nischos, other in the old tfus, it says tito the old tfus, the tfus that they had for hundreds of years until the Frankel just came out. There it says tito kol mashakasav b'ksuba. So that's the Rambam emphasizing kol mashakasav. The other gear says Tito Mashakasav. So some say suggest Kol Mashakasav is even including even the Tosefes, maybe against this Ritva. And that might be about how much, once you write something in the Ksuba, the Tosefes, how much does that integrate into the Iker Chiyuvim? Fine, originally it was out of the goodness of his heart, but Lamaisa, once it's part of the Ksuba, we say Tznai Ksuba Kiksuba. Once something's written in the Ksuba, it all integrates into one Chov, and therefore she would even be able to collect her Tosefes Ksuba. That's point number two. And finally, a third point on the Mishnah. Again, think of the conversation in the Mishnah. It's a fascinating point. Beis Shammai says, even the Ksuba. Beis Hillel says, no. Beis Hillel says, not the Ksuba. Beis Shammai says, if it matters Arayus, surely Dine Mamanis, Ksuba. And Beis Hillel says, no, I'll bring you Arayus, that's not true. And he quotes Nachlas. Regular Dine Mamanis is loans, is sales, Mekachu Memkar. Both Ksuba and Nachlos, again, these are big issues, we're not going into it now, but both of them are not regular Dine Mamanis. And those are the two that are quoted in the Mishnah to bring Raya's. A Ksuba, Ksuba's Dine Mamanis? Okay, it's about money. but it's Shulchan Aruch, it's an Hilchas Eben Ezer. It's money that's by definition related to Hilchas Ishus. It's not pure money. Ksubas daf pure money. It's a reflection of the commitment of the husband. It's not just a transaction type of money. So Ksuba, the Mishnah, the Kalvachomer that Bishamai brings is from Tibet Ksuba, but Ksuba is Lav Dafka, a regular case of Dini Mamanis. It's on the one hand. On the other hand, what does Beis Hillel say back? What about Nachlos? Nachlos is also not pure. Well, the Rambam says in Beferish, the Rambam in Hilchas Nachlos, Perek Vav. The Rambam says, you can't change Yerusha. What can you change Yerusha? Right, I'm not allowed to go. The Torah says that the firstborn inherits double. There are ways to, Bismana said, to use certain documents, Ashtar Chatzi Zachar, in order to not change inheritance, but to make it not a inheritance situation to begin with. But, Me'ikar Adin, you're not allowed to change Hilchas Yerusha. All of the Baba Basra, Perak Yish Nochlin, it's all about Hilchas Yerusha. Why can't you change it? It's all about where my money goes. What's the difference where my money goes? I could give my money to anybody who I want. Why can't I change Hilchas Yerusha? Says the Rambam, Afal Pishezem Mamon Hu, even though it is about money, but still, says the Rambam, Lefishenemra Parshas Nachlos, the Haisa Levnei Yisrael Chukas Mishpat, it's called Chukas Mishpat in the Torah, Lomar Shechukazu Lotishtana Ve'ein Hatnai Moel Ba. So the Rambam already alludes to us and tells us that Hilchas Yerusha is not just a Dini Mamanis case either. So both Yerusha and Ksuba are two of the cases we have in Halacha that are not pure Dini Mamanis cases. And Dafka, those are the two in the Mishnah that are brought to discuss the Kavachomer. Beishami says, if this works, surely a case of Mamanis works, Ksuba, and then Beisela says back, hey, you're Nachla. Maybe it's a parallel. Maybe they're both bringing cases that are not usual Mamanis, and that's what's behind the conversation. Something to look into, just as a ha'ara. Okay, there's a Rabbi Elchanan on the Mishnah, but let's continue first. And if we have time later, remind me to get back to the Rabbi Elchanan. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda, Nisyabma. What happens if the woman Meiz Bali, and she did Yibum then? Right, as we said, she's believed to say, my husband died, and therefore she can marry her husband's brother. So the Gemara says, Yivama nichnas l'nachla alpia. There, though the Mishnah says usually the brothers do not take the inheritance, but if she does Yivam, so then the brother, the Yavam, takes the inheritance. Why? That's based on a pasuk. Heim darshu medrash ksuba, v'anu lo nidrash medrash Torah. Says if Chizda, if in the Mishnah they darshin what it said in the ksuba, shouldn't we darshin what it says in the Torah? Yakum al-shem al-chiv al-merachmanav al-rekam. But it says he should stand in the stead of his brother, and here he is, so he should get the Yerusha. As the Mishnah said earlier in the Masechta, and Daf Mem Rashi quotes, that the Yavam gets the Yerusha, the Nachla, of the dead brother, so that halacha kicks in once Yivam is done. Period. Amar Rav Nachman. Basel Bezdin v'Amar Meiz Baili. What if a woman comes to court and says, my husband died, Hatiruni Lihinase, right? Let me get married. Let me get remarried. So that's the case that we believe her. So we allowed her to get remarried, and we give her the ksuba. We give her the ksuba, like Beis Shammai says, and like Beis Hillel was chozer bo. Fine. But what if she comes to Bezdin and says, Tnu li ksubasi? What if she comes to Bezdin and says, can I please have my ksuba? My husband died, can I have my ksuba? So we know where is the whole heter is based on the fact that she could get remarried. So what if she comes to Bezdin and says, my husband died, Tnu li kimi my ksuba? Af lihinase ein matirinosa. Says the Gemara, amazing. Even to get remarried, we wouldn't let her. We won't let her get remarried if she comes and says, my husband died, please can I have my ksuba? My taima adaita the ksuba asi. Why? Because she obviously has the ksuba in mind. Rashi says, third line, skinny line, uba afuke mamona sahade ba'inan. When it comes to dini mamonis, you need edus. Ask the Ritva, what do you mean you need edus? She wants to, why can't she get remarried? So fine, she came to Dinim, you don't want to give her the money. But at least let her get remarried. Mishumi guna kila be rabbanan. Says the Ritva, what an amazing halacha. What's going on? It's so amazing, I don't understand it, says the Ritva. So what, she came to court and said, you know, my husband died, can I please have my ksuba? Isn't the ne'emanis, we give her ne'emanis, to say my husband died. At least, nehemne anana nisun bilachud. So says the Ritva, two answers. Number one, says the Ritva, once she comes and says, I want my ksuba, it's defined in a certain docket in Beis Din. This is now a ksuba case. This is not a marriage case. A plain ksuba case, That we she never has any nemanis to. If it's a marriage case with ksuba as a totsa'ah, as a result of the marriage case, fine. But once she comes to court and it says, can I please have my ksuba, and that's her intention, so then that's not a iguna case. Says the Ritva, Drabbanan hemnua mishim iguna hecha ti'ikr daita mishim nisuin, kadesh lo tisagein. And even though the ksuba comes with meila, but if she comes for ksuba, so then there's no, it's not defined as an aguna case, and therefore she wouldn't be believed. Number one. Number two, a second answer the Ritva says, is that what's the whole reason we believe her? Why do we believe her? As it says at the beginning of Ha'isha Rabba, it says because it has the line, mitoksha chomer shehechmarta besofa hekalta betchilasa. Because the first Mishnah over there in Daf Zayin said there are so many chumers if she messes up. If she marries somebody, then her husband comes, you know what? She has to get divorced from both. She loses her ksuba, no payers, no mazonos, no blows, no nothing. There's so many chumers we have. If she messes up, she's definitely going to be medayek at the beginning. But you know what says the Ritva here? Maybe she's never going to get remarried. She's not interested in getting remarried. So that halacha doesn't kick in. Because if she gets remarried, all these chumras are going to take effect. What do you mean? She's never going to have those chumras. Because she's not going to get remarried. Right? She's just interested in collecting her ksuba. So therefore the nemanis doesn't get off the ground. We're not going to be making at the beginning if we're not going to be machmir at the end. Okay, so that's what two answers the Ritva says. Or if she comes and says, I want my ksuba, we won't give it to her. Ibailu, ask the Gemara. What if she says both? What if she says, she comes to Bezdin and says, my husband died, can I please get married and can I please have my ksuba? What if she says both? Kiva to Amr ksuba asa adad the ksuba asi, shall we say that? Because she mentioned the ksuba, why'd she mention the ksuba? She's obviously going to get her ksuba. She's getting remarried, she's going to get her ksuba. Once she mentions the ksuba, should we say it's because she has her mind to the ksuba, therefore she should not be believed. O Dilma, komali di isle linish, Amr lahula beidina. Or she just said everything. She said everything. She wasn't medayik, but she has in mind to get married. The imtip salama kol mili de islam mili inish amar lehula beidina. And if you want to say that, we would believe her in that case because she just mentioned everything. But really, the ikker is to get remarried. But what if it was in the opposite order? Tnu liksi basi vehitiru nilinasi. What if she comes to court and says, "Can I please have my ksuba and can I get remarried?" So there she said both. But she said the ksuba line first. Mahu, ha chavade adaita the ksuba asi. Should we say there for sure she has the ksuba in mind? That's the ikar taina. And therefore, using the Ritva's logic, it would be defined as a ksuba case. And she would not be believed. O dilma hov lo yada b'mayim mishdarya. Or no, she just said she wasn't being medayik in the order. She said both. But don't be medayik. Maybe she thought there was a controversy about the ksuba issue. That's why she said that first. But lav dafka, that's her main intention. So teku, we don't have an answer to that question. Okay. Masnisen. So we spoke about the nemanis of the woman, the nemanis of the Eidechad a little bit. So it says the Mishnah, hakol neman ala ha'ida. Really, anyone coming to Beis Din is believed about Eidus Isha. Now we talk about, we have a half an omit about psychology. Chutz mei, there are five women. There are five women that are not believed to say that her husband died. Five women that we assume have a dislike for her. And therefore, they would want her to be messed up, get remarried, even though she wasn't allowed to get remarried. Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Bascha, why mother-in-law? Why does a mother-in-law have anything against the daughter-in-law? Because the mother-in-law thinks that, look, my daughter-in-law's taken away all my stuff from me. I brought all this stuff into my house, and now it's my son's, and she's taking it all away. Ubas chamosa, or the daughter of the mother-in-law, as we'll see in the Mishnah, because she gets vibes from her mother, right? The sister-in-law, vitzarasa or a co-wife. Obviously, that's why it's called a tsarasa. Yavimta, what's the yavimta? That's a potential co-wife. That means the woman's husband's brother's wife. Meaning, if this woman's husband died, then the brother's going to have to do yibam, and then she's going to be a co-wife. So Yevimta is a potential co-wife. So she's already, in the tsara world. O bas baila, or a stepdaughter. A stepdaughter, why? Because the Gemara is going to say the stepdaughter thinks, this woman's taking the place of my mother. She's taking the place of my mother. What's she doing? So these five women, Chazal assumed would try maybe to mess up the woman, and therefore they are not believed. I, what about Bizman Hazeh? The Chassam Sofer says, I, Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't look as if these women, Dafka, you know, the mother-in-law jokes are still around, but I don't think the other four don't have a reputation. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, Bizman Hazeh, things haven't gotten better, halachically at least, as we, like he quotes the Ramah we mentioned yesterday. The Ramah says that there's more chutzpah and pritzus and ha'oza today. So therefore, Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, knew about new people and knew the psyche of people, and therefore the halacha does not change bizman hazeh, says the Chassam Sofer. What about a real person who you know hates you? And the Mishnah doesn't even talk about that. What if you know there's a sone, somebody who really hates this woman? Do you believe them if they come to Beis Din? Chazal don't say anything. So lechora you would believe them. Lechora you believe that. You wouldn't think a sone goes so far as to lie. Somebody who has the halachic status of a sone, like these women, okay. But the Gemara doesn't talk about, Mishnah doesn't talk about a real sone. One other horror, the Mishnah Lamelach, interesting, has a suffix in Hilchas Gerushin, if you want to look it up, Perak Yud Beis. Do we vadai not trust these women, or only besuffik not trust these women? Let's say the mother-in-law comes and says your husband died. Could she go on, what if she gets remarried now? If she accepts kedusha for somebody else, is that vaday nothing? Because these women, we don't believe at all. Vaday don't trust them. Or no suffik, and therefore if she accepts kedusha from somebody else, you have to be worried. That's a suffik in the Mishnah Lamelech. Other Echonim assume it's vaday. We vaday don't trust them. Either way, that's a suffik that he has, and he quotes a number of nafkamina to that question. Says the Mishnah, ma bein get lamisa. The Mishnah says, why are these five women not believed to say her husband died, even though they are believed, the Mishnah in Gittin says, they are believed to bring her get and say this is her get. Why don't we say that they forged the get? So says the Mishnah, shaksa mochiach. This proof here, this ksav is a get with edim. So if the ksav is mochiach, that's the difference between Gittin and Misa. Period. Okay, so now the rest of the Amud is going to talk about other familial cases, do we believe, certain women. Ibo Eluhu. Bas Chameha Mahu. What about the daughter of a father-in-law? Not the daughter of a mother-in-law, the daughter of a father-in-law. Taima de Bas Chamotam Shim Di'ika Ima de Sanyala. What's the reason the Mishnah said that a daughter of a mother-in-law is pasul? Why? Because the mother, she has a mother. She, the daughter of the mother-in-law has a mother who hates this woman. Hayinami sanyalas. That's going to be transferred, right, to the daughter. V'hacha lechim et sanyalas. So here there's no mother-in-law. There's just the father-in-law. So therefore we should say the daughter of the father-in-law is kosher. Oh, dilma, no. Or is the reason, taima debas chamosa da'amra ka'achla l'girsana de'ima. Or is the reason the daughter of the mother-in-law is upset and hates this woman is because she says to herself, you know what? Everything that my mother, you know, worked for and made, she's taken because she got married to this man and she's taken it away from us. So Hanami Kamra Achlo Girsa Debena Shoy. So she'll say the same thing, whether it's her mother's stuff or her father's stuff. So which is it? Is the daughter of the father-in-law believed or not? So Tashmas, the Mishnah Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Kol Neman La Yidach Chutz Michabesh Nashim. Only five women are excluded in the Mishnah. V'yim Isa Shishavin, if you want to include the daughter of the father-in-law, it's left out. It's a proof by omission. It's not in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no. Dilma Taima Debas Chamosa De Amra Kach Lagirsa De Ben Ashoi Losh Debas Chamosa Losh Debas Chameha. Maybe it's included in the daughter of the mother-in-law. That's the whole point. If it's the same Svara, maybe the daughters of in-laws are all included in the same woman, in the same number in the Mishnah. So it says there's no Raya in that case. Ah, he says the Gemara, V'anan Tzan Chutz B'Sheva Nashim. We have another source. We have another Brisa, it says on the side of Hot Tanya, that says there are seven women. There are seven women, so maybe this other woman is left off the list. Badafka. So the Gemara says, "No, ahi Rabbi Yehudi." That other source that says seven women—that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ditznan or Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. Rabbi Yehuda adds on two women to this illustrious group of five haters. What two women does he add on? Af Eishes Av, a stepmother. Eishes Av, right? A father's wife. Vahakala and a daughter-in-law. Those two are added on. We'll get to why there is in a minute. So Amrulo, so Rabbi Yehuda adds on those two. Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda, those two, fine, I'll agree that those two also are not trusted, but they're included already in two others on the list. Eishes Av Harayu Bechlala Basabau, right? Stepmother is the same thing as stepdaughter, right? They're opposite cases of each other. rather the same relationship. Kala Hari Bakla Chamosa, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they're included. And we're going to see in a minute, because feelings go in both directions. So the Chachamim say they shouldn't be separate on the list because they're included. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they shouldn't be included. Bishlama Chamosa San Yilala Kala, a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law, fine, why? To Amar Ka'achal Agirsani. Because the mother-in-law says, look what she's doing, I worked for everything and I gave it to my son and now she's eating all this stuff. So the mother-in-law has detrimental feelings to the daughter-in-law. Fine. So why should you say, though, that the daughter-in-law is included in the Mishnah where it says mother-in-law? Why should the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? What's the matter? Or, says Rabbi Yehuda also, also, the stepdaughter, I know, hates the stepmother because she says, you know, she's taking the place of my mother. She's taking everything from my father. But why would a stepmother hate a stepdaughter? So Rabbi Yehuda says they can't be included in those five. So Gemara says, "El my most of Tarti." Rabbi Yehuda, you just made such a convincing argument, so why do you include them at all? So why do you have them on the list? You have seven. So you just said why they're not included in the five. So why do you have them on the list at all? So Ella says, Rabbi Yehuda, let me explain. They're on the list because there are different reasons why they should be on the list. Ella Kala, my time asani lechamosa. Why does a daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? Did Magala Lubana call the Avda? Because the mother-in-law tells her son all the things that she finds wrong with her daughter-in-law. Says, do you see what he does? That's why the daughter-in-law does not like the mother-in-law. Or Aisha's Avnami Sanyal Basabal, similar idea. The stepmother hates the stepdaughter. The Galavia called the Abda, because the daughter is going to tell her father all the things that she doesn't like about her stepmother. So that's why there are different reasons for, even though it's opposite relationships, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, etc., but there are different reasons for the sinna, and therefore they're separate on the list. The Rabbanan, Kamayim Apanim Lapanim, Kein Leifa Adam La'adam. The Rabbanan say, no, feelings are mutual. If a daughter-in-law hates a mother-in-law is going to hate the daughter-in-law. If the stepmother and the stepdaughter, they're going to go, once the feelings are one way, they're going to go the other way as well. So therefore they could be in the same, included in the same Mishnah, in the same words in the Mishnah. For Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that pasuk in Mishlei is not referring to mothers-in-laws and daughters-in-laws and feelings. Hahib Divrei Torah Ksiv. That's specifically about Divrei Torah, that pasuk. What do you mean Divrei Torah? Rashi quotes two deis. Either it means the more you put into Torah, the more you get out of Torah, right? Kamayim, right? There's a mutual relationship, yeah, but it's talking about Torah. The more you put in, you mean you got to ba timsa, the more you got to lo timsa. The more you put in, the more you get out. And number two, it's talking about a Rebbe. If a Rebbe is masbil opanim to a Talmud, if a Rebbe focuses on a Talmud, the Talmud will grow. If he doesn't, the Talmud will not grow. But it's all talking about Divrei Torah. As we mentioned, all the Bali Musar say, the more you put into something, the more you get out of something. The more we prepare for Slichas before Slichas, the more we'll get out of Slichas. If we don't open up the Slichas before we get to Slichas, so not only will we walk around like a zombie for 2 weeks, but we won't get anything out of it. Because we won't appreciate what Slichas are all about. So, Kamayim Apanim Apanim, Kim Leva Adam La'adam, applies to Divrei Torah, says Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay, second to last line. Amar Bacha Bar Avya. Boy, they asked the question in Eretz Yisrael. Chamosa bolach mikan mahu. What about a potential mother-in-law? What about a potential mother-in-law? Does she also hate the daughter-in-law? What does a potential mother-in-law mean? My husband's brother's mother. My husband's brother's mother. Meaning, if my husband dies, I'm going to do Yibam, and now I'm going to have a new mother-in-law. Right, let's say there are different mothers. It has to be the same father to do Yibam, but it could be different mothers. So what about a potential mother? Does a mother-in-law think about potential cases and therefore she already hates the daughter-in-law for the future? Or does it only work by present circumstances? So mi maska daita demis baal, does she think that her husband's going to die? V'naflakam yavam asan yulei, and she's going to fall to the yavam and therefore going to be married to her son and then start hating her already? Olo or not. So Tashma, we'll bring a raya from another potential case. Amra meis baili v'akach meis chami, we're going to have on the next daf. What if a woman comes to Bezdin and says, my husband and my father-in-law both died. They were traveling, and my husband and my father-in-law both died. Says the Gemara, tinasi v'tito ksubasa. So she's believed to say my husband died, and she can even take her ksuba, like we said earlier today, according to Ibn Beis Hillel. V'chamos asur, but the mother-in-law, is not believed, right? This is a daughter-in-law, mother-in-law relationship. So he said the daughter-in-law is not believed. So the Gemara says, "My time a chamos asura. Why not? Why isn't the daughter-in-law believed about the mother-in-law? What did we just say four lines ago? What's the reason a daughter-in-law does not like the mother-in-law? Because the mother-in-law says things to her son, all the things that she finds fault with the daughter-in-law. What do you mean the mother-in-law's not the son's not around now? There's no problem right now. What's the worry? She's worried that when she comes back, she's still not believed. So what do you see from this story? We're going to see it in a minute and then say it inside. That even future problems people take into account. Right? La Mishum, why do we not believe her? Isn't it because? The Amrina lo bai lamayis lo chamamayis. Maybe she's making up the whole story. Nobody died. But the kamra hachi, and why is she saying this? She wants to mess up her mother-in-law. Because what's going to happen when my husband comes back? She's going to start telling him stories. And I don't want to have that pain. So therefore, don't we see from there, therefore, that future problems are also taken into account by people? So the Gemara said, no. Dilma shani hasam deragish latzara. Oh, it's different here. Here, she's already had the pain. The husband was home before. She's already had the tzaras from the mother-in-law. So therefore, she already feels it already. That can't bring me a raya about potential mother-in-law cases, like the case that we had chamosa balachamikan. So if there's no raya, there's no raya from this case. Okay, next Mishnah. Again, there's stuff to talk about, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah. Eid Omer Meis V'Nisseis. What if one aid comes to Bezdin and it says, your husband died, and as we said, that's believed in this context, and she gets remarried. And then another aid echad, after she gets married, comes and says, no, he didn't die. So that's what we say, lo teitzei. Right, that second aid echad is not believed to make her get divorced. We'll explain this in the Gemara. Case two, eight omer meis ushtayim omer lo meis. But if one eight comes and says your husband died, and two come and say no, your husband did not die. He's with us. He's alive. He's fine. So then the opposite. Then even if she did get remarried, she has to get divorced because there are two witnesses that say her husband did not die. Case three, ushtayim omer meis ve'eight omer lo meis. If two people say her husband died, and then one says her husband did not die, then even if she did not get married yet, she could get married. Because now she has two witnesses that say her husband died. Three cases. Says the Gemara. On case one. Case one was, you have one eid echad that says her husband died, and another eid echad her husband didn't die. So what did it say? If she got remarried, she got married, she does not have to get divorce. So time of denisseis. What? Only if she got married already could she no longer then she doesn't have to get divorced if another eid echad comes. Halo nisseis lo tinasei. What if she didn't get married yet? She cannot get married. That's what we're medayik, because the Mishnah said if one eid comes that she got married and then another eid comes and says her husband did not die, she doesn't have to get divorced. What if she didn't get remarried yet? What if she didn't get remarried? She should still be able to get married once she got the heter. Why? Via Amar Ula, didn't Ula say, we had this also earlier, once the Torah says, right, and this is a riot to those Rishonim that say, Eid Echad B'Isha is Daraisa, this Lashon. Anywhere where the Torah says an Eid Echad is believed, he's believed as if he's two witnesses. Once one Eid comes to court and says, your husband died, and therefore she now is allowed to get remarried, we treat that one Eid as if he's two witnesses. So when another one Eid comes, it's two against one. So even if she wasn't married yet, we should say she should be able to get remarried. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi ka'amar. Eid echad omer meis. V'hi tirul inase. This is what the Mishnah means. Once an eid echad comes, and then we give her the heter to get married. Uba echad v'amar lo meis. And then another eid comes and says, he did not die. Lo teitze me hetera harishon. She does not leave her original heter. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you're right. She did not have to get be married already. She just needed the heter to get remarried. The Ron has a tshuva where he discusses what if the eid echad came already and said, your husband died, but Bezdin didn't paskin yet. You could get married. But she went got married then. And then another eid echad came and said, your husband did not. So she didn't have the heter yet, but the eid came. So the Ron quotes in the tshuva that there are those who said that she has to get divorced here because she didn't have the heter yet, but he says, I don't think so. Really, it flows from the testimony of the eid echad. Once the eid echad says, your husband died, that's it. She really has the heter. It's really built in. It's really automatic. You're right. L'chadchila, she should wait for the heter, but really, it is built in. That is one point of the of the run. Okay, eight Omer Meis. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the second case of the Mishnah was, one aid said, your husband died, she got married, and then two aidim come and say, your husband didn't die. So the Gemara says, Pshita, the Rav Shalacha Makam Shnayim. So what's the chiddush of this? What's the chiddush of this line? Two witnesses come and say your husband didn't die. Of course, they're going to be believed over the one witness, who even though halachically we gave him the status of two witnesses, but when there are really two witnesses, obviously those two witnesses are going to be believed over the Eid Echad. So our answer is, Lo tzricha bepsule edus ukad Reb Nechemya. You're right. The Mishnah really is not talking about a regular case, but it's telling you the chiddush according to Reb Nechemya. The Tanya Reb Nechemya Omer, because Reb Nechemya says, Kol makom she'emina Torah eid echad halacha acharov deyos. Reb Nechemya says, if you're in the world of psule edus, you always go by numbers, by real numbers. Even though we paskin by kosher edim, two edim and 100 edim are the same thing. But when it comes to psulim, says Reb Nechemya, you go by the majority. So says Reb Nechemya, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? You have an eid echad that came, a kosher eid echad that said your husband died, and then two women came and said your husband didn't die. We'll believe the two women over the eid echad. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. V'asu shtei nashim b'ish echad, k'shnei anashim b'ish echad. Two women will be believed over one man, just like two men over one man. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's according to Reb Nechemya, psula edus, you go by numbers. V'ibayis ema, or there's a second daya. Kalhecha, important 2 days here. Kalhecha da'asa eid echad kasher me'ikara afilu me'a nashim k'dei eid echad damin. No, even according to Reb Nechemya, says the second daya, eid echad is different than the other psulim. If you have one eid echad that came and said her husband died, and you have two women that come later, those two women aren't going to be believed over the eid echad. She could stay married. The eid echad has of two men come to kosher eid, fine. But even according to Reb Nechemya, an eid echad is different than other psulim. Ella, Kigon, what's the case of the Mishnah? Kigon to Asi Isha Meikara. Case 2 of the Mishnah really means, when it says Echad, Eid Echad Ba, it means a woman came at the beginning and said your husband died. And then, Vetirtzel, Ad Rechem Yahachi. And then what happened? And then two other women came. And that's why, that's the Chiddush. Two Psulim versus the original Psul. Rebbe Chemya Omer, Kalmakaj, I mean the Torah, Eid Echad Halach Acha Rov Deos. Anyway, where the Torah says, one Eid is believed, you go after the majority. Vasu Shtei Nashim Beisha Achas, Kishnei Anashim Beisha. And you treat two women beat one woman like two men beat one man. But if you have an eight echad and then two women, those two women will not be believed, and if she's already married based on the eight echad, she would not have to get divorced. So there are two deos here in the Gemara. Two important deos. Is an eight echad similar to the other psulim? Or does an eid echad have special status? We always need two eidim. But there are two deos here in the Gemara, whether the eid echad would be different or the same. The first deos says that two women would beat the eid echad. The second deos says that no, two women would not beat the eid echad. Very, let's just finish up. Shnayim Omer Meis, the last case of the Mishnah, said two witnesses say that the husband died, and then one says he didn't die, so obviously she could get remarried. Maika Mashmalan, what's the chiddush? There too, you're going to tell me, Pesula Eidus to Reb Nechemya, to Azal Basar Rov Deos, Hainohach. What, you're going to tell me that's also like the it's all within the Psulim, and the chiddush is that two beats one? So you know that from the previous case. So Ma'u the Tema Kiazlin Basar Rov Deos, Lechumra, Avalakulolo. No, you might have said that we go like Reb Nechemya, Lechumra, to get divorced, but once she's married, but Lakula, we won't allow her to get remarried based on this principle. Kamash Malan, it would even work Lakula. Okay, so that is the din of Reb Nechemya, and we will stop here. I never got to tell you that Rabbi Chanan, if you want to look it up, it's in Kovetz Ha'aras, Simon Chaf Aleph, Os Zayin. It's about Palginon Dibur and Palginon Ne'amanis, that we believe for the Ksuba and we don't believe for the Nachla, so that's what he discusses.